Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Doug Steffens, good day. You want to sing it with me, Jay? Doug Steffens, good day. The award-winning. Come on, let's hear it. Doug Steffens, good day.
Good day.
Good day. Good day. Good day to you, Doug and Jay. James Collins at the controls in our studio in Dallas. And we have another conversation, or two, or three, or four, or five, or six, or seven, or eight. In general, the rule here is to be courteous to everyone. Debating is important, discussing the issues, arguing even the merits of ideas, great. But do not attack people. I am reminded from time to time, when I get really scrunched up, I may use terms that are derogatory. And Jay, I would like it if you reminded me not to do any of that. I don't know that I go as far as personally insulting people, but I do sometimes. I think it's important. I don't know if accuse is even the right word. I'm looking at vocabulary today. I certainly don't. I do not use, nor do I condone hate speech of any kind. Mm-hmm. Any suggestion of that sort of thing. We talk about a lot of stuff that runs the gamut from the good things that are happening to violence, death, and that. I don't actually see any of that. I don't see any of that today. Hooray! Although, who knows? Who knows what would happen? Program brought to you in part by Progressive Insurance, which can provide you with insurance for your motorcycle, your boat, your RV. So my suggestion is, if you want protection on the road, on the water, wherever you are, in the air, see how much you can save. 800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. Speaking, cleverly, of being in the air, we're on the air, but in the air, a United Airlines flight bound from Houston down to Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, returned to the airport in Houston for an emergency landing shortly after it took off. Flight 129 went back to the airport after a mechanical problem with the Boeing 767. They didn't describe the nature of the problem, but put yourself on a plane. I actually have never, as many millions of miles as I have flown, I've never, and I say this, and I'm saying it with every, my fingers are crossed, my legs are crossed, everything is crossed, because I've never been on a plane that had a problem.
That would be scary, especially because they departed and then landed 2 hours later.
Yeah.
So
they were well on their way.
Yeah, knowing that you have to turn around and be on the flight for relatively another hour, that would be really scary.
Well, the other side of it is, it couldn't have been that bad because there are airports. They could have gone to Mexico City. They could have been, if it was really, really serious, they could have landed some other place along the way, heading back north. There are three or four places they could have. So the aircraft wasn't in that bad a shape, but better to go back and deal with it than to, what happened. How are you going to get the plane fixed down in Rio de Janeiro? That's the thing that always has sort of bothered me about airlines that fly all over the world, the international airlines, which in our country are American, Delta, United, and now JetBlue is doing some excursions over to Ireland and a couple of other places in the Caribbean. So what happens if, let's say, the plane is in Athens and there's a problem? They don't have spare planes. They don't have extra planes. They have to either fly another plane. You get delayed for a day because all of those are round trips. Those planes do a round trip to, let's say, New York or Washington or Miami or Houston or Dallas or Chicago or whatever. And so once they're there, if there's a problem, sometimes they can get it fixed by hiring whatever the local airline is. But sometimes they can't. So they have to send people over in a plane, and that kicks everything back for a day for, let's say, if you've got a tight schedule. My daughter just got back last night from Australia, and they had, it was an easy, well, there was no problem, but it's a long ride. So if you're 19 hours away and there's something going on, hey, what do? You better plan on giving yourself an extra day in those circumstances. So there is that business about flying. Here's Congress considering a new no-fly list for people who get onto an airplane like the fellow the other day. It seems like we have one of these things almost every week now, Jay. There's an unruly passenger.
Yeah, people are getting rough. Like,
right.
And they're getting, remember, there used to be a time when you got even dressed up for flights.
Yes.
And now people, myself included, I'm not going to lie, but sometimes with that athleisure wear that is in trend, and then people are just acting so unruly. Like, who gave you the permission or an excuse to act in such a way to somebody you don't even know in public in general?
So the airline unions are reacting to the unruly passenger problem by pushing members of Congress, the Senate, and the House to come up with legislation that would let the TSA ban people who are convicted or fined for assaulting or interfering with airline crew members. I would think there wouldn't need to be a law for that. The airline just says, sorry, you can't fly on my plane. It's private business. You can't get on the plane. Don't.
But
even
also
try.
We've also seen people who, we've seen video go viral on social media of people who were not acting unruly, and there was flight staff who had power trips and were trying to kick people out, and they created a situation, and then they escalated it themselves. So there definitely needs to be some kind of tribunal for, if somebody's outrightly, like, you know, trying to open the plane or yelling and trying to beat up somebody, like I'm talking about a passenger, obviously should be on the do not fly list, because somebody is like somebody else is on a power trip. Okay, well, some stuff does need to be a little bit further investigated.
Well, I think in this circumstance where the violent incidents are continuing to go on and on and on, here's a flight attendant for Frontier who testified, said she witnessed a passenger attack in Miami. And the passenger walked away before police got there. So they couldn't do anything about it. But if they knew that, they had to know that person's name. Well, maybe they didn't. The person's off the plane. They might not know exactly who it was if you can't identify
them. But how would the person even be able to get off the plane? Because in a situation like this, don't they not allow anybody off the plane?
Well, that's the theory. You would think that that would be the theory, but I'm not sure that they always do that. Some of them are just anxious to, you know, some of the schedules are as tight. You know, most of the time when I get on my plane to, for example, tomorrow night when I get on the plane to go to Los Angeles, that plane has come from Los Angeles. It has about a 35-minute turn. So it lands, people get off the plane, they quickly clean it and service it in what they call cater it, and then they start putting passengers back on the plane, and the total amount of time that the plane spends on the ground, probably an hour and 15, 20 minutes, that's it. So they're not interested in slowing things down. The airline management isn't. But notice this isn't the management that's making this effort. It's the airline unions that's making the effort to try to get to Congress to do something about it. So here's the American Civil Liberties Union saying, quote, if Congress wants to further reduce air rage incidents on aircraft, then I'll look forcing the airlines to make flying a less miserable experience. There's an interesting, you throw that into the mix. That doesn't fix the problem of unruly passengers, however, unless this person is going to suggest that we have twice as much leg room and the flight attendants are pleasant all the time, which they are not, admittedly. Some flight attendants are occupying time and space. I've had really wonderful experiences with really great flight attendants, and I've had experiences where that person has no business being in the contact with the public. And so you've got that. Individual airlines, I think, ought to just ban passengers. But they sort of are resisting sharing the names of people who fly on their planes with other airlines. And maybe there are strict laws, although it's kind of a joke. There are strict laws that keep these airlines from talking to each other. But have you ever noticed when you price a trip how many prices are exactly the same? You're flying from Dallas to Chicago. Same price on American as it is on United. Both of them, that's the kind of stuff that we're talking about.
Or when it costs more because you have a layover somewhere, but there's a longer layover, and it actually costs you more. It's like you're inconvenienced because nobody wants to not be on a nonstop.
You just want to
get on and get to your place, but yet you have to pay more for more stops.
Siddling. It's silly, isn't it? All right, here's a young pilot who found herself in a scary situation after realizing she had to make an emergency landing without a landing gear. And now the bond she has with a veteran pilot who helped her, Chris Yates, former director of aviation at SpaceX, was in the air when he saw pieces of this young lady's plane, the landing gear, fall from the plane. She's 21 years old and hadn't been flying for very long. Probably she
No, this was only her third solo flight.
Right. Yep. So this situation occurred on, as you said, the third. She asked the control tower how to best make the emergency landing. It's a small plane going into a small airport in Michigan. She was frantic. And then the fellow who was the former employee at SpaceX calmed her down. This is Chris, he said, according to the audio that you could hear. My daughter's name is Taylor, and I taught her how to fly. We're going to be just fine, kiddo. And then he stayed on the radio to give her words of encouragement. Atta girl, I'm proud of you, as she's doing the things that she's told to do.
Talked her totally through it.
Yeah. As soon as he said that, I'm proud of you, she said. The waterworks came.
After she landed, he's like, you got this. And then she had said that she hopes to become a professional pilot one day. And he's like, well, this is a really good start, and this is going to be an incredible story for you.
Yep. Good start. It is a good start. You learn the tricks of the trade, so to speak. Yeah, good for her. There are a lot of women pilots now, many more than there were just a few years ago. Good. Why not? Absolutely ought to be that way. 18 after the hour. This is Good Day.
The Dell Technologies semi-annual sale is on, with limited quantity deals on top tech. Save on select PCs powered by the latest 12th-gen Intel Core processors, like Thin and Light XPS 13 laptops, Inspiron laptops, and 2-in-1s. Plus, get savings on select accessories, free shipping, and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Save today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
I can't believe tax season is here already.
But look at all this info I have to enter.
Phil's small accounting firm is growing in numbers.
Why didn't I take that typing class in high school?
A data entry specialist could really help him in a crunch.
I got blisters on my fingers.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Don't risk getting stranded with a bad battery. Let the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts test your battery for free. If it needs to be replaced, get up to a $15 O'Reilly gift card after rebate with purchase of select SuperStart batteries. For power, performance, and reliability, choose SuperStart batteries at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Ray Maliotta here for eBay Motors. So you ordered a new air filter for your car. You try to install it, but it doesn't fit. So you take a little bit off the sides. What, still doesn't fit? Well, you could try to sit on it. Or get it right the first time with eBay Guaranteed Fit. When you see the check, you know that part's going to fit. Air filters, brakes, headlights, over 122 million parts. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors, let's ride. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Our Doug Steffens Good Day program, Thursday the 30th of March, one more day, and we can kiss this month goodbye. I mean, well, let's see here. Do we have kissing going on in our celebrity news? Let's see what social media, the trending story about Drew Barrymore is all about. She was interviewing Jennifer Aniston, and she experienced something that she has never experienced before while she was on the air or doing a movie or anything. So, we'll find out. It's quite a hot story. Stay tuned.
Steve is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, I'm Steve, and I live in Austin, Texas. I work as a personal assistant to the owner of a large manufacturing firm. I've got anywhere from 10 to 50 projects going at any given time. I absolutely have to be sharp. 5 years ago is when I started to notice I started making mistakes. My memory was not nearly as sharp as it had been. I was confiding in my friend about the problems I was having with my memory, and she said, Steven, you've got to try Prevagen. After a period of time of taking Prevagen, my memory was getting better, and I started to feel a much better sense of well-being. If you're experiencing what I was experiencing, try it. I really believe that it's going to have tremendous effects for you, just like it did for me.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This report, by the way, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. If you're thinking O'Reilly Auto Parts for your car care needs, that's smart. That's good, because you get the parts and service you need fast from the pro parts people at O'Reilly. You want to sing with me on that one, too?
Auto Parts.
Yeah, there it is. Auto Parts. Okay. Speaking of parts, apparently Drew Barrymore experienced something on television with Jennifer Aniston, and I don't believe it was... It was connected to a conversation, although who knows, with Jennifer Aniston. Jennifer is an attractive lady, and Drew is as well. So she's in the middle of the talk program, and she says, I'm so hot. So she takes off her blazer. She starts fanning herself. She says, I think I'm having one of my first perimenopausal hot flashes.
Mm-hmm.
So she's
joking.
Yeah,
Jennifer Aniston and Adam Sandler on with her. So it's fun seeing the three of them together. And
yeah,
she even joked that, like, I think this is my first one. I'm so glad it's documented.
Excuse me. I'm surprised we can talk about this without being considered sexist or something. Although we're not, we're both talking about it, and this is something that happens.
Yeah, this isn't sexist.
Actually,
yeah, it's a natural thing that comes right before menopause. But
well,
do you remember back in the day, what was it, when was I Love Lucy, or it was one of the Lucille Ball shows, and she
yeah
was pregnant, and they were not allowed to say she was pregnant.
Oh,
it
no
was always like with child, or they had to.
Yep.
They worded it some other way, and
yeah
then other times they just didn't acknowledge it. All of a sudden, she just had a baby.
Johnny Carson made a big thing out of it. The first 10 years he was on NBC on The Tonight Show, they wouldn't let him talk about being pregnant. They wouldn't let him talk about anybody who's in bed. They wouldn't let him talk about any bodily functions. None of that stuff. So this is really, I guess,
it's
maybe this is
perfectly natural.
Yeah, it is. It's progress. Anyway, so Jennifer Aniston said she was honored to be witnessing the milestone. Sandler reached out toward Barrymore and commented on his first 50 dates hot hand, right? He was in that movie with her.
Mm-hmm.
This is what happens. And fans were very excited. They praised her for keeping it real.
Yeah.
And
acknowledging that's something that all women are going to go through.
Yep, exactly.
Keep it real.
Yep, so she had a couple of discussions since then with people on TV. Yep, it's a good thing, in a manner of speaking, to keep it real. So we do that, and they do that, and congratulations to everybody who does keep it real. 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, there's nothing more detrimental to the human-animal relationship than misconception. Too many guardians interpret a pet's behavior in human terms and never stop to think about what the pet is really doing and even more importantly, why. The most important lesson you can learn as a pet therapist or a pet guardian is the value of stopping and thinking before you yell or punish a pet for what you see as an infraction. Examine every possible reason for your dog or cat's behavior. If I had a nickel for every client over the years who began a session by saying, "Warren, my dog is just plain stupid," I would have retired a long time ago. In 9 out of 10 cases, it's neither stupidity nor is it spite. It's the guardian's inflexibility and his persistence in seeing a problem only from one angle. Can you imagine if dogs didn't have an open mind, more of an open mind than we had? We very often correct our dogs for behavior that's normal to them. So understand your pet's behavior, understand their body language, understand their noises, and you'll have a much, much stronger relationship, and you'll be fair to your pet. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Several people were killed when multiple helicopters crashed in Trigg County, northwest of Nashville last night. Kentucky State Police Public Information Officer Sarah Burgess.
Troopers responded to the area and came across the wreckage of two military Black Hawks.
Fort Campbell Public Affairs confirmed that two HH-60 Black Hawk helicopters crashed during a routine training mission last night. The press release did not provide the status of the crew members. A U.S. military Army soldier at the scene confirmed multiple deaths with Trigg County Coroner John Vinson. One witness, James Hughes, lives about a half a mile from the crash site.
Two helicopters came over pretty low, and all of a sudden, as soon as they got over the house, something popped, loud bang, and everything shut down just all of a sudden, so we jumped the truck and came over here and That's what we found two helicopters. So.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program, here's the way to get to us. Once a day, every day, you should have a bowl of Campbell's soup and also a call to Doug. 855-999-DOUG. That's the number, Jay, right? Do I have it right?
You do have it right. 855-999-3684. We want to hear your thoughts in your voice.
Paying close attention to what's going on here. It's 34 after the air. After the air. Well, yeah, I guess it's after the air from the last breath you took. Yes, it is new air, fresh air. Sounds like the name of a public broadcasting show with a lady named Terry Gross, right? Fresh air. It's been on for a long time. Pretty good interview she does. Yeah, right. Okay, so Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen are here to go through the news of the day, the events of the day, the people that folks are talking about, whatever we think matters to you, with explanations about what happened and maybe why it's important for you. Here's a study, Jay, that found having an active sporting hobby will do wonders to offset the stress in your life. And it even contributes to academic confidence. Say it again, Doug. I was going to say competence and confidence, both of those things.
Mm-hmm. Group sports are incredible.
Yep. Right.
And when everybody, I think that a reason why during lockdown so many people had issues, especially teens and young students and everything who are used to being part of team sports, because it's not just the sport itself, which is exercise is healthy, but being part of a team, it does so much.
I think it underscored also during that time, there is a lot of focus these days on bipolarism, which is having a problem with parts of your brain that don't seem to match up anymore. That's the simplistic explanation for it. Excuse me. There are people who have had bipolar disease all the way back to ancient Greece when mental disorders were found in the story of the medical, the story of these problems, medical literature that were that came out of Hippocrates, for example, did a lot of writing, you know, the Hippocratic Oath. Hippocrates was supposedly the founder of modern medicine, and he documented findings about the two polar opposite moods that people go through, depression, mania, that sort of thing. And I think that it's been pretty much, as you go back through history and come through, fast forward to today, where the International Bipolar Foundation works on trying to do research and present people with resources. And this is a common, I've been with people, I've had relationships with people who are bipolar. I have said I've made no bones about the fact that I think Donald Trump is bipolar. I don't think that's a negative. It's just something that is, it explains. I'm not a doctor. I don't play, well, I do play one on the radio sometimes with Good Day Health, but I don't think, I mean, I'm a student of humanity. And this is something, when you see it in someone, it's pretty obvious, frankly. The melancholy, the mood swings, the what some people call circular insanity, the fact that you're one minute very happy and another minute you're very sad, morose, angry, whatever it is. And so I think that's something.
A lot of times each way can typically last just days, can last weeks.
Yeah.
It used to be called manic depression. Now it is more across the board bipolar affective disorder.
Yep. So going back to sports, if you look at some of the research that was done, especially during COVID, what happened to people who didn't have the ability to get out and do things, it changed their mood. It changed their ability to be sometimes competent human beings, in fact. Some people got pretty aggressive, and, you know, there were a lot of relationships that died during COVID, a lot of things that people did with their lives that died during COVID. It's just one more way of looking back on this and thinking, at least in my mind, how ridiculously poorly we handled this in so many different ways. It was very, it was incomplete. There was a lot of incompetence. And yet, you know, there's still people who are hanging their hat. Yep, we did the right thing. I don't think there were many things that were done that were right during the course of that. However, it's over. That's past history. Let's hope we don't get stuck in something like this again. Speaking of being stuck, the Senate yesterday voted, Jay, to repeal the justifications that were used by George Bush and his entire staff back in 2003 to the attack that took place. This is a rare circumstance where bipartisanship carried the day. The revocation of authority to wage war from the executive branch has been tossed out. I'm going to bet there isn't going to be a lot of discussion about this today on talk hosts, on talk programs, whether it's TV or radio, because most people, because it was done in a bipartisan fashion, it was a repeal, it was voted on 66-30. So at least half the Republicans went along with the Democrats to approve this resolution to repeal the authorization to use military force that Congress adopted ahead of the invasion of Iraq. And also it was when George Bush was president in 1991, it was really the first Gulf War. He used his executive authority to send in troops. And in that case, he was right. In the case of 2003, the son was wrong. So there have been a lot of people, proponents of repealing this authorization, that said doing so is necessary to prevent future presidents from abusing their power. Good. Now, is this going to hamstring counterterrorism efforts of the day? Well, if the Congress and the Senate get their act together, then people get to figure out, you know, who the real enemies are. Unfortunately, we have them. And what do we do to take care of them? Iraq was not our enemy. Saddam Hussein was, but that was no reason to invade the country. And as we have seen, by taking out bin Laden the way we did, you can do that, and I maintain we could do that with Putin and anybody else who's unruly that really needs to be handled. So anyway, we certainly, this is a dramatic change, frankly, and it's going to put, at least for this purpose, presidential powers, executive stuff that actually started with the George Bush, and then Bill Clinton used them, and then George the son used them, and they've been used, I think they were used improperly by Obama and by Trump. They've just been abused. So at least this power is not going to have another chance to make it, and I think the American public should be happy about that. That's my read on it.
Yeah, that's, and that's what a lot of times we're seeing is that Americans, a lot of Americans, most Americans, want to see an end to the otherwise endless Middle East
wars.
And definitely want the U.S. armies and U.S. military out.
Yeah, right. It's we've become slaves to the military-industrial complex.
Changed.
And, right. I mean, you go back to, there's a PBS documentary that I watched the other night about the Vietnam War and all the reaction here in our country to it. And what the practice was, you know, the Nixon tapes that were found opened up a lot of ears and eyes to what was going on during not only Nixon's regime, if you will, but what was going on during the LBJ time. It was the modern era of understanding what the presidency is all about and what some of these people who were president were all about as well. Richard Nixon was a cur. He was a bad guy, and yet he did some good things. And I say that of all of these. Trump has done a lot of good stuff, but their personality, what is there about these about these people and the type of person who wants to be president? Richard Nixon was a bad guy. And so how is and Kissinger was an out-of-control egomaniac, very smart, and he did some good things, too. But the Vietnam War wasn't one of them. They didn't start it, but they sure as heck didn't do much until the country was broken apart in protests in the late 60s and early 70s. They finally had to put it down. They had to stop it. But there were all kinds of things in the Nixon tapes that pointed in one direction as to what Nixon was doing and why it was being done. And the sort of, there's another guy, he was extraordinarily bipolar, as far as I can see. I mean, the mood swings of that guy. So, anyway, we need to be more active and involved because in this circumstance, another great example of how leadership gets out of control because people, the Republicans didn't want to argue the point with Bush because he was in the early stages of his presidency when September 11th happened, and then what was done afterwards was not. It was more than nonsense and ridiculous. It was outrageous. As a matter of fact, there are those people who look back at Bush and say he should have been tried for treason because of what we did going into Iraq. That may be carrying it a little far, but still, or impeached at least. When they look back, but that's ancient, that's history. Have we learned from it? And this vote by the Senate to repeal the Iraq War Powers Act, I think that shows that we have learned something. And you look around at the stuff that we're involved in today, you know, should we still have troops in Iraq? Should we be involved in what's going on in Ukraine? We have any troops there, but look at all the money we're spending. And there are people who are looking at that and say, hey, wait a minute, whoa. Time to dismount, regroup, and attack from the rear here on this. In this case, it was specifically the Iraq War Powers. But I don't think Biden should have the power to do what he's doing with Ukraine, frankly. I don't. All right, let's see.
More minds involved, 100%.
Yeah. Remember yesterday we were talking about the controversy regarding the Statue of David that's at that Florida school?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I'm chuckling because now there is the Italians have gotten in on the act because the Statue of David is a Michelangelo sculpture in Italy by a famous Italian sculptor. The mayor of Florence, Dario Nardella, and the director of the Galleria dell'Accademia, I believe it is, Accademia, where the statue is located, have invited the principal, some parents and students, to come to Italy to see this thing in person,
mm-hmm.
which I thought was kind of interesting.
Not a replica, the actual one.
No, the real one. The letter is not, wasn't, this whole thing, if you didn't remember what happened, somebody went into the school or saw a picture in a book or something and said...
It was one of the lessons, yeah.
Yeah, and was pornographic.
The students were shown
because this is a naked, the Statue of David is naked. He's, everything is exposed. And so there was a teacher and a parent, I think, if I remember remembering the story, help me if I'm not... correct on this, Jay, but I think it was both a teacher and a parent who said, yep, we shouldn't be teaching. But the school board reacted to one complaint from one parent. That was it.
Oh, so, no, that was a different situation. This one, more people were upset about this. The one parent one that knocked everything out was the, I'm forgetting the name of the book.
It's a book.
About the okay. little girl yes. Who was the, like, one of the first to be integrated and experience racism at such a young age. This is the principal was even let go.
Yeah. All right. Well, food for thought for sure here on Good Day at 48 after the hour.
Progressive protects more than just your home and car. You could save when you bundle your motorcycles, ATVs, boats, and RVs. Doesn't that sound good? Like the sound of your boat cruising along the intercoastal. And there's the sound of the prop hitting a really big rock. And now the sound of waves, because the engine stopped. But you know what does sound good? You're covered with Progressive. So bundle all your vehicles and home in one place and save with the multi-policy discount. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib. Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
The Dell Technologies semi-annual sale is on, with limited quantity deals on top tech. Save on select PCs powered by the latest 12th gen Intel Core processors, like thin and light XPS 13 laptops, Inspiron laptops, and 2-in-1s. Plus, get savings on select accessories, free shipping, and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Save today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Three after the hour now. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. It's Food, Farm, and Family time. The first recall of the day is for undeclared milk in a hamburger chili macaroni skillet meal from Hy-Vee. So this is a company in Illinois recalling a lot of this hamburger meal. The undeclared milk that's in it. People is allergic to milk. I don't find this to be. I know lactose intolerance, but there's not the same kind of danger with that as there is with E. coli and Listeria and Salmonella. I don't think people have an allergy.
Yeah, I mean, if it's an intolerance or a sensitivity, that's one thing. But, no, there are some. If you have an allergy, you can have an allergy to milk, and then it can be life-threatening. And then
really?
Term, like, maybe you need an EpiPen for it, yeah.
Really? Okay, well, recall product, the hamburger chili macaroni skillet meal, being sold at Hy-Vee retail stores and Dollar Fresh Market stores in Iowa, Illinois, Missouri, Kansas, Nebraska, South Dakota, Minnesota, Wisconsin. It's run by the Glister Mary Lee Corporation. Remember, well, I think people would confuse this with Sara Lee. Nobody doesn't like Sara Lee. This is Mary Lee. All right, they mispackaged this stuff. And they realized that looks like they got an email from a consumer, right?
Yeah. One of the customers sent a message, so they didn't even know that this was happening. And fortunately, no illnesses have been reported in connection with this. But, yeah, it was a customer that realized this is wrong packaging.
There's something to be angry about, I guess, in a manner of speaking. Apparently, the feds knew about a problem at a major baby formula plant in Michigan a long time before there was a recall. Here we have our government doing what it's not, or not doing what it's supposed to be doing. This is what we pay the government for, to protect us from things like this. But because they're in bed with these companies more often than not, and they belong to the big agribusinesses, so this deadly bacteria that was detected in a plant where Reckitt makes Enfamil Pro Sobe Simply plant-based infant formula. It's a mouthful.
Mm-hmm. So apparently, Fentanyl is one of the more popular brands.
Yeah, it is.
Too.
Right. Yep. The inspectors made note of it. It was a positive test during a limited inspection, but then they didn't do anything about it. This goes back to last September. There were a couple of batches that finally got recalled last month after inspectors went back for a follow-up visit. This is outrageous. We should be...
It is.
You could sue the government. You can't sue the government, but we ought to sue the government for incompetence. What are we paying for if this kind of stuff happens and isn't concerned enough about that? Why you always err on the side of caution, mm-hmm. not, oh, well, it's just a few, we'll let it go through.
Especially with newborns and infants who already don't have the same immune system most adults and even just children of 4 years old might have.
Yep. And if you go back a couple of years, kind of stunning, this is the same thing that happened to another similar product. Apparently, this stuff is rife, and I don't know, there's a difference between this company and there was another company that was big.
Abbott had the big one.
Abbott had the same problem. Remember, they always went out of business, I think, didn't they? Everything was recalled because of that. So there's a problem with inspectors. That's really what the problem is. And it has been that way for a long, long time. I always recount going through a packaging plant when I was a kid from the farm where the FDA inspector had one of those pads and an ink stamp, and he stamped the side of the beef with FDA approved or something like that. I forget what the approval was, but it was approved. And he was reading a newspaper. Didn't look at the stuff at all. Just stamped it. Bingo.
Over the summer when one of the inspectors found the Zeeland plant failed to be clean and sanitary, and they were put on notice but continued, they were permitted to continue to operate. Come on, do better.
Yeah. Yep. All right, let's go over to India, where a startup is using a rice crop, the waste for the rice and mushrooms, to make biodegradable foam packaging instead of just burning it. This is pretty cool. The replacement for a certain type of packaging, they're using rice stubble, the dead stalks, kind of like dead stalks of corn, same thing. They used to burn these things every year, millions of tons of it. Now, somebody has figured out, here's another great example of somebody trying to find a way to use something that had been wasted. So they had mountains of this stuff, and instead of now burning it, they're using it to make packaging. What a great, this is fabuloso. 250 metric tons of rice stubble were used in the first go-round of this. So, good, there's some good news for us, right, from the food department. Check it all out at foodfarmandfamily.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.